101.3's High School Football Frenzy is live and on the air. In tonight's matchup, it's Columbia Central at Napoleon. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Western Schools, AeroQuip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. We now go live to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of High School Football. Tonight's matchup pits the Napoleon Pirates against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles in Week 3. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all of the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us tonight as the K105.3 Football Frenzy pregame show starts in 2 minutes on K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
Interested in exploring new weight loss solutions? How about a compound prescription medication? The pharmacists at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy can speak to you about coming up with a solution that's tailored to your needs. Call them 517-750-2180.
High School Football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
We're back here from Napoleon, Michigan, here on K105.3 for this week's Football Frenzy action. Myself, Connor Dockery, alongside Mark W. Daly.
Yes,
another
sir.
Beautiful night of football, looks like.
It's a great night for football. I mean, it's a little warm, but it still kind of has that fall feel to it. And you've got packed stands on both sides of the field here. A very busy parking lot out there. So, yeah, there was tailgating going on as I pulled up, and these are just two great football fan bases that are ready for one of the biggest rivalries in Jackson County, this Columbia Central at Napoleon game here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. These two teams just down the road from each other. The Napoleon Pirates coming in with a 1-1 overall record, ranked 27th in Division 7 on Max Preps, 30th on the MHSAA playoff points. A lot of key players that they lost from their juggernaut team last year. A lot of seniors in which they won their first 8 games of the season before dropping the Cascades Championship to Addison. And then they won their first playoff game and then got blanked by, unfortunately, who else? The Lumen Christi Titans.
Absolutely. Yeah, no kidding. And we were talking about some of those bodies that they lost last year. Grant Bradley, who signed a pitch with U of M. Holden Van Poppel, who, man, he's as far as receivers go, he could get up there and get the ball, and he could run. Also, our hurdling state champ from 2 years ago. So they lost a lot of athleticism there. Cooper Wires, Christian Nykamp. I mean, these are all names that were just padding the stats last year. And it's a reload season for Napoleon. They've got some young players who are going to have to step it up tonight.
Yeah, and they're still trying to be a force in the Cascades. Their first two games of the season against pretty closely ranked teams with them. They lost their first game of the season to Onsted, and then they responded with a Week 2 win to Jonesville, 24-22. And with these two games, they've gone a combined 27-7 since 2021, including a semifinal run back in 2022.
Right, yeah. And that game that they won against Jonesville, talking with Coach Shell earlier this week, he said they were the early odds-on favorite to win the Cascades West. So if that's true, again, it's early. There's a lot of football yet to play this
Absolutely.
Season, right? But if that's true, I mean, what do we have really in this Napoleon football team? Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and maybe we could see, especially we talked about on paper, looks like they lost a lot from last year, but we'll see maybe at some of those spots a little bit more of a reload. We'll get a look at some of these kids that got to move up and replace some of those last year's starters. So for the Napoleon Pirates there, looking to get back above 500 this year for the first time, looking to jump to 2-1. Meanwhile, Columbia Central Golden Eagles looking for their first win. They started 0-2.
They did start 0-2, but there's definitely some bright spots there. When I spoke with Coach Dylan Zaborowski, he said, make sure that you guys keep an eye on their running back, Boston Polzinski. He's a sophomore. He put up 100 yards against a pretty stout Grass Lake team. As a sophomore, that's pretty good. Also said keep an eye on their offensive line. Jake Perkle, Shane Taylor, A.J. Soto, they're seniors. And he says they've been doing a great job for their Eagles up front.
Yeah, and this is a team that is trying to improve their playoff ranking. Again, they're, as of right now, a little bit outside of the playoffs. As we're going to step aside here, and we will be back here in 90 seconds right here on K105.3.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
Back here on K105.3 for the Football Frenzy pregame show. Connor Dockery alongside Mark W. Daly. As we talk about the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, not off to a good start. Lost their first two games of the season, including a big-time blowout to Grass Lake, 47-20.
Yeah, talking with the coach this week, yeah, obviously, he's stating the obvious here. Nobody on the planet wants to start 0-2. But he says in order to turn that around, to get past that rough start, they got to be clean here tonight. They got to clean up some of those mistakes, watch the penalties, hit all their marks, and just play good, smart football. And again, how many times do we have this conversation about rivalries? You throw all that stuff out the window. These are
Absolutely.
Two teams that just want to beat each other. For many years, this game was the very first game of the season for both of these teams. Always played each other, first game out of the gates. They had months to prepare for this game. All summer long, it was about beating your rival. If you're Napoleon, you want to beat Columbia. If you're Columbia, you want to beat Napoleon. Different feel for it this year because it's the third game into the season and they've only been focusing on it for about a week. So it's just a little different feeling. Both those coaches acknowledge that with their conversations with them this week.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned with Napoleon, they already got a win under their belt coming in off a win at Columbia Central. They're looking for that first win. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, with all these rivalries, you throw all that on paper stuff out the window because a lot of the time it doesn't matter. These two teams, they play hard. They want to get that win over the other, and especially in the name of Columbia Central, they want to try to get their season turned around a little bit. Mm-hmm. As again, coming in, they're probably out of the playoff picture right now. They're ranked 50th on Max Preps for Division VI and 53rd on playoff points. It's, of course, the top 32 schools that make it for each division. So they're going to need a couple big wins to try to turn their season around, and a win right here would definitely boost their chances of that as they try to overall get this program in the right direction. They went 4-5 last season, ended up missing the postseason. They are looking to make it back to the postseason for the first time since that shortened 2020 season where they lost in the first round to Stockbridge.
You know, it's it doesn't get any easier as you head through the Rugged Cascades Conference schedule. There's a reason why we call it the Rugged Cascades. There's never an off night. You know, we saw that last week with Vandercook Lake versus East Jackson. It's a rugged conference to win in.
One especially ask Columbia Central, Grass Lake. Ooh, they are looking good this year, and that's
absolutely
exactly that buzzsaw that they ran into. And, of course, we will see the Grass Lake Warriors on these airwaves in a couple of weeks as both teams line up on the field here to kick this one away. Napoleon kicking this one away for the first possession of the game. They'll be on defense. Of course, they will receive the ball to start the second half. The Napoleon Pirates in their all-green uniforms, green jerseys, green pants, green helmets with white numbers. Meanwhile, for Columbia Central, they're in their road white jerseys with gold pants, navy helmets, also with navy blue numbers trimmed in gold. The sophomore Xavier Skog set to kick this one away for the Pirates. Columbia Central waiting to receive this one. Columbia Central will be going from right to left on your radio dial for this first quarter. A little bit of a onside kick there, fielded right at the 40-yard line. Went right at that golden eagle. It's going to be picked up by the sophomore Trent Troyer.
Great field position to start for the Eagles. It looked like they were trying to do somewhat of a squib, which we see a lot. We see that a lot here in high school football. If you got a guy putting it off the tee, doesn't have much of a leg there, you're going to see a lot of squibbers. And that's where we're starting right now. Went right to the player, pounced on it right on the ground, and they're starting at the 41.
So pretty decent field position for Columbia Central as they have their first possession. The senior Nick Richardson under center for the Golden Eagles going to hand this one off to the left-hand side, getting a maybe yard or two before being met by some Pirates. That was, looks like, Boston Pilosinski, the sophomore.
Lucas Rowley, first one there, number 68, on the stop for the Pirates, junior for this squad. And one of the things you're going to see with this Golden Eagle squad here on the field tonight, you're going to see somewhat of a two-quarterback system.
30 seconds and counting into the first quarter. Second down and 8 for the Golden Eagles from their own 43-yard line. Going to be a snap, throw off to the left-hand side. That's going to be caught, fighting forward for another couple yards, and it's going to be third and short for Columbia Central.
Took a little sidestep, juked some defenders, and able to get a couple extra yards off of that one. That was Brenton Owen, number 12 from Napoleon, and number 20, Ashton Warner, in on the stop. But to really prevent that one from becoming a first down, Eagles are looking at third and short here.
It's a 6-yard gain there from Nick Richardson to Trent Troyer, the sophomore. It's going to be third down and 2 for Columbia Central, their own 49 left hash mark. We're about minute 15 and counting into this one. Going to be a snap and then a flag on the far sideline, potentially a false start on the Golden Eagles.
That was a good that one. I mean, if that play's not stopped, he caught this ball right over here at the 45. Nobody in front of him.
That would have been
nobody in front of
big
him.
Big gain at the very least. So,
Callahan Coffee Cafe bringing us the first quarter here tonight. I'd love to have some evening coffee, but then I'm not sleeping.
I was just about to say that this wouldn't be a bad evening to have a nice evening coffee here in Napoleon, which it is a Columbia Central penalty that's going to be 5 yards on the false start, bringing them back to their own 44 for this third down.
Now you're looking at third and short, and now you're looking at third and long.
Especially on a play that it looks like they're gone.
Yeah, they were gone. Well, if they weren't gone, they definitely converted, and they got themselves a fresh set of downs. Those penalties early, those miscues that we talked about in the pregame show.
Third down and 7 for Columbia Central, their own 44. Handoff to the right, Julian Sims sweeping, now trying to make his way up the middle, and it's going to be a pile up. Going to be well short by a few yards of the first down.
I think there was only like two or three green jerseys that weren't in on the stop on that one. Did what he could to get some yards. He looked like he was trying to get the edge. Saw that that wasn't there, so cut it back in to get as much green grass as he could. And now you're looking at what, 4th and 4?
That's exactly right. 4th down and 4 for Columbia Central, their own 47-yard line. And we'll see if they decide to punt this one away. They're still in the midfield, still on their side.
Oh,
they're still lining up, so you never know.
It.
Are they going for it? They might be. Might be tricking us as well. We'll look at that. 9:35 to go in the first. And they're going for it. Going to be a throw off to the right. Going to be a high catch, and he is met. Should be a first down right there.
That was really close. Yeah, I think he caught it right at the line of scrimmage. Forward progress got it for him. When he was hit, it drove him back just a little bit. But they give him the forward progress, as they should. It's a fresh set of downs for the Golden Eagles.
It's going to be 1 of 1 on 4th down for Columbia Central, as that is going to be a 5-yard gain for Mr. Trent Troyer. He's now up to 11 yards on 2 catches. No score yet. 9:15 and counting in the first quarter. Napoleon and Columbia Central. Columbia Central with the ball. Fake throw by Richardson. Now takes a deep shot on the far sideline, and it's going to be nearly hauled in at around the 20-yard line, but incomplete. The intended target is Trent Troyer, I believe.
Jaden Service was right there, causing just enough havoc to make that a difficult catch. Still catchable, but it's a lot harder when you have somebody running stride for stride with you. So that pass doesn't connect. 2nd down, still 10 to go here in the first.
Clock stopped at 9:04 after that incompletion. It's 2nd and 10 from the Napoleon 48-yard line right hash mark for Columbia Central. 1 receiver to the right, 2 to the left. The senior Nick Richardson in the gun now moves up under center. He's got one back with him. Moves back to the gun. He was shouting out some orders there. Takes the snap a little bit low. Handoff up the middle. Going to get some good yardage. Fighting his way nearly to the 40 before being stuffed back by the Pirates.
Few hands were on him first to slow him down, but it was really, again, number 4, Jaden Service, that came in to polish it off and stop that from getting any more. Good chunk there on 2nd down, which makes it a 3rd and manageable. We already know they can pick up 3rd and long.
We'll see if they can convert this one there. 0 of 1 so far on 3rd down. That was Boston Pilosinski on the gain.
They
6 yards.
They converted that 4th, not that 3rd, yeah.
3rd down and 4 from the 42-yard line of Napoleon. Takes the snap. Richardson peeling off to the left. Throws out a pressure, and it's going to be bobbled and intercepted by the Pirates. Brenton Owen, and he's going to be forced down. He was out of pressure in the pocket and threw in a heavy coverage.
That was, yeah, he was hit as he was thrown. And that's why you practice tip drills, because that's what you call a gravy ball. Went through a lot of hands before it finally found itself on the plate of Brenton Owen, who picked it up, advanced it a little bit. As Napoleon's ball right there at the 24.
Yeah, 1 to 2 different Pirates touched that one, bobbled it in the air before that one was finally hauled in by the junior Brenton Owen. So that's a turnover, first of the game. And Napoleon takes over from their own 24-yard line. Going to be a snap, handoff right off to the left-hand side. It's going to be a small gain there.
So Coach Stavarowski said one of the things they got to keep their eye on is this T offense that Napoleon is running this year. Last year when they had all those wide receivers and a quarterback that could sling it, you saw more of a spread. This year they're tightening up a little bit. You got that T offense, you just never know which way that ball's going to go.
7:42 and counting in the first quarter. No score yet for Napoleon and Columbia Central. Napoleon has 2nd down and 8 from their own 26-yard line in between the 2 hashes. No receivers far to either side. Takes the snap under center. Pitches this one off to the left. That's going to be sweeping and looked to be a decent gain before being caught at the legs. And now it's going to be third and medium.
Christian Milliken, who also is one of their wide receivers, able to track him down, get the ankles, get him tripped up so he can't advance that anymore. And they're looking now at a third and about six for the Pirates.
Third and six, it's 4 yards on two carries for the junior Bryce Bailey. And this is Napoleon's first third down attempt. Let's see what they got. Let's see if they have a conversion on their hand. 6:55 and counting in the first quarter. A lot faster moving than that last week game. East Jackson and Vandercook Lake.
Well, you know, it's a pretty easy bar to make.
Ooh, easy false start in the backfield. Bryce Bailey, a little bit of a jump there before the ball was actually snapped, and that's going to be the first Napoleon penalty of the game.
And you can sense it. You could sense his frustration as soon as he did it. He was like, oh, you could see it in his emotion. That puts him behind the chains on this one. A very long third down conversion they're looking at.
Yeah, now third down and 11 from Napoleon's own 23-yard line, the left hash mark. So the Pirates now going to have to, as you mentioned, to go beyond the chains to try to get this conversion as they line back up. Some motion there by Columbia Central trying to call for a false start. Didn't get it. Going to be handoff to the right. That was Marcelo Flores, the sophomore. Didn't get much, and that's going to be fourth down.
That is going to be fourth down. There was like three white jerseys right there to make the stop. Only picked up a couple on that. So this is not in the area of the field. Dan Campbell wouldn't even go for this fourth down, so I'm looking for a punt here.
Fourth and nine from the 25-yard line. 6 minutes and counting in this first quarter.
Are they lining up to go for it?
Still lining up, but you still never know. They still might punt it after all, and they will. Trying to throw off Columbia Central. They had nobody back to return this one. And they get a friendly roll. Napoleon does as this rolls all the way to the 26-yard line. Got a little extra couple yardage on that one.
Hey. Give that ball some butter because it was on a fancy roll.
Yeah, and sometimes these teams will try to trick you. They line up like they're going to go for it. As you saw, Columbia Central, they thought Napoleon was going for it. They didn't even have anybody back there, but they're going to have to set up shop. Both teams coming up empty in their first trip. It was a three and out for Napoleon and an interception for Columbia Central on their first possession, but now they take back over at their own 26.
What a great way to flip the field, though, for Napoleon. By far the worst starting position that any of these teams have had so far back there at the 26. So they've got quite a bit of green to go.
5:41 to go. No score yet for Napoleon and Columbia Central. First and 10 here for Columbia Central. Going to be a handoff up the middle to the right. Going to be a big gain pulled down from behind. That again was Boston Pilisinski.
Number 12, Brenton Owen. First one to get the hands on him and slow him down, but on first down, that's the kind of play you want. You want to get it second down and manageable. That's just a good formula for moving the chains.
Got to take it one play at a time. That's going to be three carries for Pilisinski, 15 yards. It's second down and three from the 33-yard line right hash mark. Two receivers left, one to the right for Columbia Central. 5:04 and counting in the first. Takes a snap, handoff up the middle again. Sneaks in for the first down. Going to be brought down just shy of the 40.
Jaden Service wrapped him up and drove him back. They're going to give him the forward progress, which is going to give him the first down. But that was a good, good textbook-type tackle for Service.
Going to be 22 yards on four carries for Pilisinski. He's been the go-to guy so far. A couple good runs, and that's the second Columbia Central first down of the game. First and 10 from the 40.
We're already under 5 minutes in this first quarter. This first quarter brought to you by Callahan Coffee Cafe.
Just one incompletion so far and a couple penalties, of course, but nothing too serious. This one's just been consistently moving.
It's a good ground game here on both sides so far.
Yeah, pretty good battle. Two receivers to the left, none far to the right. Going to be a snap for Richardson, handoff to the right for Pilisinski, and he's going to get maybe 2 to 3 yards on the ground.
Handful of green jerseys over there to make the stop. Just kind of got up to that 42-yard line and just hit a wall. Ended up getting to the 43. But taking that off a left tackle, just they're basically saying, we're going to see if our line's better than yours. And so far on this drive, the Columbia O-line's winning.
They're doing a good job getting some holes here, especially on this drive. It's another 3 yards for Piłsudski, 25 yards on 5 carries. Inside 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. No score yet. Second down and 7 from Columbia Central's own 43. Takes a snap. Richardson looking downfield, throws on the near sideline, and that's going to be another catch for Troyer. He's in for a big gain and then some, forced out of bounds at the Napoleon 30.
Good chunk on that play. Quarterback well protected. And number 13 over here, Trent Troyer, found himself wide open. The nearest green jersey was at least 7 yards away.
It's a 27-yard pickup for the Golden Eagles. That's now 38 yards on 3 catches for Troyer. Big first down, first and 10 for the Golden Eagles from the Napoleon 30-yard line left hash mark, 3:25 and counting in this first quarter. Two receivers to either side. There's going to be another penalty marker. Columbia Central is calling for a encroachment on Napoleon. Looks like that is the case.
Coach Zaborowski said, yeah, make sure that you keep an eye on our O-line. Giving credit to Jake Perkle, Shane Taylor, A.J. Soto. And we're seeing that on this drive.
Columbia Central making some good progress up the field.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Third-year head coach for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, Dylan Zaborowski. It's now going to be first down and 5 from the 25-yard line of Napoleon after that encroachment penalty. Going to be a snap handoff to the left and a short gain, maybe a yard for Piłsudski.
On that blitz, looked like Napoleon trying to do a little something different. They sent a couple guys specifically to go for the quarterback and a couple guys specifically to go for the running back. That's what it looked like to me anyway, trying to solve this little RPO issue that so far has they haven't had an opportunity to figure out.
It's actually 1 yard on the ground for the junior Blake Evans, his first carry of the game. It's second down and 4 from the Napoleon 24-yard line. Left hash mark, 2.5 and counting in the first quarter. No score yet for either team. 3 receivers right, 1 left for Columbia Central. Richardson in the gun, 1 back with him. Takes the snap, peels out of the pocket to the right-hand side. He's going to put it on the ground himself. He's in for the first down and then some at the 10-5. Touchdown, Columbia Central.
Beautiful play. That was a quarterback option all the way. Just zigged and zagged his way through the defense. They had the motion and the play all going to the right. He starts running that way. All the defense is that way. He cuts it back left. He only had 2 guys to beat at that point and gets the quick score for Columbia.
Besides that interception on the first drive of the game for the Golden Eagles, their offense has looked really solid in this first quarter, not trying to do too much. And just like that, they're the first ones on the board as they look to get the extra point up with the junior Cole Edmonds. Kick is up and might have been blocked. It's going to be short. So it's a 6-0 lead for Columbia Central. We're back in 30 seconds, 2:16 to go in the first quarter on K105.3.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Several good plays for Columbia Central. They make their way on the board, 6-0 over Napoleon, 2:16 to go in the first quarter. That was a 24-yard touchdown run for the senior quarterback, Nick Richardson.
Got a score. Lumen up on top of, the team from Toronto. That's quite a haul from the 7-0 right now. Lumen on top at 7:27 in the first.
The St. Michael's College.
I'm glad you
Cary
remembered.
The Cary Blues. Wow. Have you heard a more Canadian mascot than that?
No, I have not. Are they the Cary Blues, eh?
Cary Blues, eh? Hey? Yeah, you're right. That's probably I missed that part. They're from Toronto, eh?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Sorry. We shouldn't be throwing shade at Toronto. They pick on us for our Midwest.
We love
access.
Our neighbors north of the border, or in some cases, east of the border.
Right.
Here in Michigan. Columbia Central kicking this one away. Napoleon fielding this one around the 5-yard line. Going to try to make some progress on this kick return. Getting some good blocking. Sneaking his way. breaking some tackles down past the 30-yard line for Napoleon.
That was number one, Jordan Cromwell, who made the initial contact. He did get drug about 3 yards before number 60, Austin Godfrey, came in and finished up the stop.
That was the sophomore Xavier Skog on that kick return. Really good, pretty much about 25-plus yards on that one. Able to get some decent field position at the 33-yard line for the Pirates.
That's just a tough football name, isn't it? Skog. It's got grit written all over it. Yeah.
First and 10 from the 33 right hash mark for the Pirates. Going to take the snap, hand off to the right-hand side, making some progress before being brought down. That's going to be 2 to 3 yards on the ground for Jaden Service.
Looks like it was 77, Joey Tracy in on the stop. But with that version of the tee, what they did, you got three people in the backfield along with your quarterback who's directly under center, right? So all three went in the same hole. He had two lead blockers with him. In order to get those rough. That was a very hard-earned 4 yards.
First carry of the game for Service. Second down and 6 for Napoleon there, right hash mark, 37-yard line. 90 seconds and counting in the first quarter. Going to be a handoff to the right-hand side. More progress up the middle. It's going to be third down and short just past the 40-yard line.
Looked like number 62, Caden Catt, who was in on the stop. I mean, be honest, there's like 3 or 4 white jerseys all there. You just kind of try to find the number of the last one to come up off the pile. That usually means they were the first one there. But Napoleon, just getting the little chunks they need each time on this drive. They're third and short.
Their second third down attempt. It's third and 1.5 yards right here. And, oh, it's going to be a bad snap. It's lost. Columbia Central saying they have it. Let's clear the pile. Might be a turnover for the Pirates.
They're all trying to be officials under there. The only one that matters is the one in the striped shirt. And
looks like Napoleon holds on to it. Oh, my. It was Brenton Owen, the junior, who got to it first, but that is going to be fourth down, loss of yardage on that one.
Lost a little bit. Yeah, you knew something was wrong as soon as the quarterback goes right to the ground on that one. When they have such tight formations like this, so many bodies in the box, it can be hard to see what happened until you kind of clear off the carnage.
Fourth and 3 from the 40. Let's see if Napoleon goes for it or if they decide to do their little trick punt here with 28 seconds of counting. They're going to go for it. Hand off to the left. The fake pitch. They're going to be in for the first down and then some. Going to be brought down at around the 50-yard line. Great conversion for the Pirates.
Just dragging bodies with them. And with that tee offense, you just it's so hard to decipher which way it's going to go. You just have to have your linebackers kind of hit their marks on that one. They happen to just find a gate right off of the tackle and able to open up that gate and get a bunch of yards to get their first down.
There's a gain of 10 yards there as we count down to the end of the first quarter. Napoleon lining up but not able to get a snap off in time. And that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Columbia Central able to strike first, however. It's 6-0. The second quarter is next. You're listening to High School Football on K105.3. Back in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Summer is winding down and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Second quarter, 6-0 lead for Columbia Central as Napoleon with first and 10 from the 50-yard line able to sneak through for a good gain just past the 45-yard line on that first down.
We're seeing a lot of good strength on both sides on their offensive line. Just they're both being able to get a good push, able to get decent yardage, knowing they don't need to get it all on each play, just getting the little chunks they need to make those next set of downs manageable.
It's going to be 11 yards on 3 carries for Bryce Bailey. It's second down and three from the Columbia Central 43-yard line. Quick handoff to the left-hand side, brought down just shy of the first down. Xavier Skog, the ball carrier.
Boy, I love that name. Looked like it was number 23 coming up off the pile last. Blake Hoskins for the Golden Eagles. Boy, that's so close to a first down.
They might
Look
have to break
that.
The chains out. Ooh, the official actually correcting him. It initially was, and it looks like they're going to be a half a yard here. Third down and one right here for Napoleon Pirates.
Well, we see a tush push here.
We could. We very well could. Going to be a quick handoff, charging through, and that is going to be good for the first down before Columbia Central going to just bring him down. We'll see who that is, but that is a conversion there. That was Brent Nowen, the junior.
Austin Godfrey among those white jerseys there on the stop. Able to prevent that from being a big gainer, but not able to prevent the first down. So now, yeah, the Napoleon Pirates got a little something cooking on offense right here. Again, their offensive line creating the holes, moving the pile, and giving their backs a little something to work with.
First and 10 from the 37, 6-0 lead for Columbia Central. Napoleon, a quick handoff up the middle, might be a yard or two on that one with Xavier Skog on the ground.
That was number 10, Isaac Hammontree, getting the stop. First one there for the Golden Eagles. And that's a good stop. You're creating second and long and is giving your defense a little something to work with here.
A couple whistles right here by the officials. Not sure if we're seeing maybe a timeout or a penalty. I don't see any markers on the play, but.
Well, it could be anything. Could be a clock issue. Could be figuring out where they're going after the game for dinner. I recommend Boers.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Or maybe a evening coffee there from Callahan's Coffee Cafe, which this second quarter actually happened. Speaking of the devil, actually going to be brought to you by Callahan's Coffee Cafe.
That's right. Thank you for keeping us honest there. Callahan's Coffee Cafe. You know, I do like a nice mocha.
Yeah.
A little pumpkin spice mocha. I mean, it's that time of the year, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. 9:57. Clock has stopped here as they are now going to run the clock. Official now talking to 7-year head coach of the Pirates, Derek Schell.
I like a very blonde coffee.
I like a little bit of creamer, not too much there. It'll be second down and 9 from the 42. Handoff up to the left and going to be brought down just shy of the 30. It's going to be another third down for Napoleon.
Looked like it was number 30, Blake Evans, among the white jerseys. They're on the stop, but when you have that T offense, you know, the three guys in the backfield, you had two of them going over the right guard, but the quarterback ends up handing it off to one guy going over the left guard. Most of your defense is going the other way, so you're able to get a few extra yards before you run into a linebacker.
It's going to be another 4 yards on the ground for Jaden Cervais. 20 yards. Now a handoff on third down and 5. Right up the middle. Looks like he should have made it for the first down. I think he did. They gave it to him. Third down conversion for the Pirates. And that's going to be a big third down conversion. He is right there at the first down line.
Yeah, you've got a couple of different officials saying, yes, move the chains.
And the chains finally. Third down conversion.
Chains finally decide to move that. Here.
It's going to be 5 yards there on the ground.
You're right. They do want to get to that Callahan's coffee after the game.
8.5 to go in the first half of play. 6-0 lead Columbia Central. Quick handoff to the left and brought down immediately for maybe 2 yards there. Jaden Cervais.
The Columbia Central defense doing a really good job of the last couple series here on trying to keep that first down manageable for their defense. It's been just a short gain, those first, you know, the last first down and this one.
Just over 8 minutes and counting in the first half. Second down and 8 for Napoleon from the Columbia Central 25-yard line. Left hash mark. Quick hand up the middle, breaking through almost for another first down, but just snagged shy of the 20.
Blake Evans once again, lone white jersey on the stop on that one. I have to imagine if he doesn't make that tackle there in the inside linebacker spot, Napoleon's gone.
A lot of third downs so far for Napoleon. They're 2 for 4. coming into this attempt. It's third down and four from the Columbia Central 21-yard line left hash mark. 7:20 and counting in this first half. This is a very fast-moving first half compared to last week. Going to be a quick handoff to the left, charging through, in for the first down, still getting some movement as it's going to be spotted at around the 15-yard line for Jaden Service.
That was number three, Christian Milliken, number 30, Blake Evans, and number 73, A.J. Soto. All there, wrapping them up. One went high, one went low, another one in the middle to polish it off to prevent that from becoming a touchdown. But it is another Pirate first down.
17 yards and four carries for Service. It's first and 10 from the 15-yard line left hash mark. Napoleon knocking on the door of getting on the board inside 7 minutes to go in the first half. Carafino under center, going to be a quick handoff to the left again, brought down for a moderate gain shy of the 10.
Christian Milliken again there on the stop for the Golden Eagles. But, yeah, I mean, you got half of what you needed on that first down. Both of these offensive lines for these teams, I'm just impressed with how well they're just able to get the push and create the holes for their running backs.
Yeah, a lot of runs on this one, and it's just been solid, just nice little chipping your way upfield again. Nothing really big. Both these teams being very conservative here in this game. Second down and five from the 10. It's going to be a near first down here for Napoleon on that run by Brenton Owen, the junior.
That was Christian Milliken again, just racking up the tackle stops today for that young man.
They are going to rule it a first down, first and goal from the 5.
Both these coaches in our conversations this week both said, hey, you know what? We're just going to line up our offense and just kind of get a feel for what the defense is giving us and take advantage of it.
6-0 for Columbia Central. Napoleon trying to get on the board here. Quick tackle there. Brenton Owen had nowhere to go.
That was number 75 in the backfield. Or is it 73? Number 73, A.J. Soto, in the backfield first to trip him up and really prevent that one from getting away from him.
Napoleon still has three more tries to try to tie this game up. 5:15 and counting in the second quarter of play. 6-0 for Columbia Central. Second and goal from the 5. Carafino under center, 3 back behind him. That T offense, like you mentioned. Quick handoff to the right, going to break through into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates. Marcello Flores.
Untouched. Untouched into the end zone. Again, that situation where you had two of your guys in the backfield going one way, the lone running back all by himself going the other way where there wasn't a white jersey, virtually goes in. He could have gone in untouched from the 40 on that one.
Just wide open, and that's what happens when you have all those options in the backfield. I mean, look at this, 5 different ball carriers in this game for Napoleon. So they have a lot of different options, a lot of even carries as well. So very balanced ground game here for the Pirates, and they're going to go for 2. Trying to take the lead here, tied at 6. Going to be a quick handoff up to the left, and it's going to be a wall by Columbia Central getting the stop on the 2-point conversion.
I don't have Maggie Van Wagenen kicking for him this year. She's graduated off the team. She's got a gig playing soccer in college.
We're tied at 6, 5 minutes to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds. Napoleon and Columbia Central on K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Five-yard touchdown run for the sophomore Marcello Flores puts Napoleon on the board. It's 6-6 after Napoleon was unsuccessful on the 2-point try. We got 5 minutes to go until halftime, and this is a big 5 minutes for either of these teams.
21-0, Lumen on top.
Showing Canada how we do it.
Out there in Spring Arbor Road. You know, there's two completely different set of rules. So Lumen's playing with an advantage for sure.
That is completely fair. And, of course,
but Lumen's really good.
I think that
really
might be a small part of it as well. Just a little
really
bit.
Good.
So Napoleon set to kick this one away. Columbia Central going from left to right in this second quarter. Another little bit of an onside kick. It's going to be fielded around the 49-yard line. Napoleon might have gotten it.
Number 22 has it.
They got it. Napoleon with an onside kick, and they recover.
Where we saw a squib kick earlier in the game, that was a true onside kick, caught everybody off guard. Of course, you can still do that, and the high school level can still do that. At the college level, pro level, you can't do the onsides anymore. But, yeah, that surprised everybody. Talk about field advantage. Starting off here at the 49.
Napoleon trying to take control of this game. They just scored, making it 6-6, and now just like that, they have the ball back without even having to get their defense on the field. It's first and 10 from the Columbia Central 49. Quick handoff to the right, sweeping on the outside, not getting anything right there. That was Jaden Service on the ground.
And it looks like it was number three once again. Christian Milliken getting the stop for Columbia. A loss of a yard on that play, too.
Yeah, just quick recovery there on that left side of the line there for the Golden Eagles. And
yeah, I'm just thinking your defense just kept getting pushed back and pushed back, and when they spend that type of time on the field, they get a little tired. But, boy, on that possession anyway, they showed up with some metal and just pushed Napoleon out of their way for the stop.
Second down and 11 for the Pirates from the 50. 4-14 and counting in the first half.
Bringing some heat.
Going to be a pitch out to the left-hand side. Owen, he's going to be in for the first down, able to cut in before being forced out at the 35-yard line.
That was number 11, Dylan Hammond, who was able to get the paw on him to push him out of bounds. But it's, again, another one of those plays where they show all the action going one way, and then they bring it back this way. He had a ton of blockers with him, too. But the defense was all out of place, and blockers able to pull who was ever there out of the way. Got a big gainer, got a fresh set of downs.
And I've just been impressed by Napoleon. Their balanced running game, they got four guys that have at least four carries.
That's what makes it so hard to defend. You just don't know which way the ball's going to go.
First and 10 from the Columbia Central 35 left hash mark. Going to be a snap off to the right. And Napoleon, I think they lost this one. Columbia Central celebrating like they have the ball. Might be a lost fumble, and it is. Napoleon turnover, their first of the game.
Boy, that's the second time that there's been an issue at the snap. And you can just tell there's an oh-no effect happening out there when the quarterback tries to fall down on the ball. And this time it was just muscled away from the Golden Eagles. They get the ball back, which has got to get momentum on their side at this point. You got to feel like after they kind of lost the possession with the onside kick, and now here they are at the 35, ready to drive it down the other way.
And their last offensive drive as well, they made a lot of solid plays, and we'll see what they can do with 3:56 to go in the first half. Tied at six with Napoleon. Two receivers right, one left. Going to be a pitch out to the left-hand side. Julian Sims running. He's going to be in for a big in and then some. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Golden Eagles.
Untouched all the way. Well, they've shown the look all night where they hand it off and they go up the middle. Hand it off, go up the middle. They faked that handoff up the middle, pitched it to the outside guy who just had nothing but the edge because the entire defense had keyed in on the middle like they had been conditioned to do so far in this game.
Just a single play after recovering that fumble. Julian Sims goes 65 yards to the house. And just like that, it's 12-6. Columbia Central kicking the extra point. 3:42 to go in the half. Extra kick is up, and it is good. Splits the uprights, and it's 13-6. Columbia Central over Napoleon. 3:42 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
...65-yard touchdown for Julian Sims of Columbia Central. And the Golden Eagles lead the Napoleon Pirates 13-6 with 3:42 to go in the first half. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly, who has a couple score updates. Well,
you've got Detroit on top of the BOs. 1-0 right now in the fourth. Kerry Carpenter had a dinger in the first.
They need to win all they can right now, and especially Orioles. They've been reeling a little bit. Lumen's, and that's an important game.
Lumen's on top, 28-0 in the second. 10:05 in the second.
Big game right there against Toronto St. Michael's from across the border. Could be a kickoff right here for Columbia Central. Napoleon botches it around the 20-yard line, but then picks it up, trying to swim upstream to regain any yardage. Able to get a good 9 yards out of that. That was Xavier Skog on the kick return.
Well, what could have been a disaster, he made a little something out of nothing, and Austin Godfrey able to come in to make that stop. Yeah, after he finally got a handle on the bar, he was able to advance, like, what, 10, 15 yards?
Yeah, he was able to make it a good 10 yards, able to bring it right to the 30-yard line. Napoleon trying to get those 7 points back after that just quick score, a single play by Columbia Central. 65 yards, Lucas Sims to get that score.
Got to control those miscues we've seen for Napoleon so far this evening. That snap can be an issue sometimes.
Especially when they have a very short progressing offense like in this one. Just another quick handoff to the left and, again, maybe a yard or two on the ground.
And when you're running this kind of offense, the clock is not, when you have 3.5 to go, that's not your friend. That's not your friend. You're running an offense that lends itself to eating up clock. And if you want to get down and score before halftime, you're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit.
And you need to make some big plays as well. It's second down and 8 from the Napoleon 32-yard line. That was a 2-yard rush by Bryce Bailey. Going to take the snap here, hand off to the right, making some progress again, maybe another yard or two. Columbia Central making some good stops on the line.
Looks like it was number 52, Dylan Boone, among those on the stop for Columbia. And number 72 making his way off the field.
Just another 2 yards there. That was the first carry of the game for the sophomore, Ashton Warner.
You know, last time we looked at the clock, it was 3.5. Now we're at 2.5. I mean, you lost a minute just on 2 plays.
And just 4 yards on those 2 plays. It's 3rd down and 6 for Napoleon from their own 34-yard line right hash mark. Napoleon so far 3 of 5 on 3rd down. 2:15 and counting in the first half. Going to be another quick handoff to the right. Napoleon not able to get a whole lot again. Columbia Central just a nice solid block on the front line.
That looked like it was number 69 on a stop. Shane Taylor, among others. You can tell that Columbia's defense is not respecting the air game at all. They had everybody in the box on that one. And Napoleon using a timeout here.
And they're forced to because they're just not making progress. It'd be a different story if it was, you know, gain of 8, another gain of 7, first down, another first down, and they're progressing up the field. And that by this point, they would probably be in Columbia Central territory, but they're looking at a 4th and 5 from their own 35-yard line. Clock is not their friend. The timeout right at the 2-minute mark. So Napoleon, they might have to throw the ball here on this possession. Columbia Central, they're starting to tighten up that line.
Well, if you've got, again, like the coach has said, you can take what the defense gives you. And if Columbia lines up with everybody in the box, you might want to call that audible. You might want to try to get somebody out on the flat in the open space and just get a big chunk. You don't need to make a long pass. You just have to make a good pass in order to get a good chunk of yards. And Napoleon looks like they're respecting a little bit more now.
Yeah, we'll see if they decide to punt this one away. They are lining up for it. But you never know. We've seen a lot of interesting things in this one. Could be a low snap, but is going to be punted away by Skog. And the ball is going to roll nearly out of bounds before softly landing to a halt at around the 23, 24-yard line.
Yeah, they weren't expecting to return that one. They were completely defending the play, expecting Napoleon to maybe throw it at this point. So they take over on downs here at the 25 in command of this game.
That's 2-3 and outs by Napoleon. On their four drives, they got one touchdown drive on a lot of plays, and then they lost fumble. So Columbia Central taking over at their own 24-yard line. Meanwhile, on their drives, they have an interception and two touchdowns. Columbia Central looking solid, and they've shown they're not afraid to throw the ball as well, so that could be advantageous with a minute 49 to go in the first half.
And this first half brought to you by Callahan Coffee Cafe.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Nick Richardson taking a snap, surveying downfield, throw on the far sideline. That's going to be a caught by Troyer. Going to be making progress, breaking a couple tackles, another big gain at the 50, 45, 40, brought down. Oh, my goodness, Columbia Central making big plays in the second quarter.
That was number 54 who was able to make the stop, Zach Baum. And, boy, I tell you, you know, a lot of guys would have kept running that line towards the sideline, but he saw an opportunity to make a cut, bring it back in to get the extra yards, knowing that they still have timeouts that they could use.
That's a big gain, 36 yards in the air. Richardson to Troyer, first and 10 from the 41-yard line of Napoleon, 120 and counting. Going to be a handoff to the right and going to be a quick tackle there on the ground. Boston Polasinski, the ball carrier.
Number 68, Lucas Rowley, able to get through the line, make contact in the backfield, and prevent that one from getting away from him. Just like, what, a gain of 6 inches, it looks like.
Yeah, they're going to give him a little bit, a marginal gain right there. For all intents and purposes, we're going to call it second down and 10 as Columbia Central.
Long. Well, that's actually, that's a short 10. It's a long 9.
Yes.
Long 9.
So regardless, that's going to be a timeout on the field. We'll leave it right here. It's 13-6, Columbia Central over Napoleon. And Columbia Central, they're making big plays in this one. That's big plays that they've made in the air and on the ground. Columbia Central looking versatile in this one.
Well, we've got balance on both sides. You talked about Napoleon having balance with all the different running backs that they're utilizing tonight. And Columbia, they've shown they're having success in the air, on the ground. So they're showing balance in that respect as well. I really like the difference in offense and the schemes that we're seeing here tonight. Two totally different offenses on the field. We've got a good tight game, just the score separating them right now. This is fun football, rugged Cascades football.
And you talked about the rivalry. Anything you see on paper, you throw out the window but when you look on paper, you think this one is probably gearing towards Napoleon. No, Columbia Central, they have brought their A game in this one. Besides that interception on their first drive, they have looked really good on both sides of the ball. Timeout over. It's second down and 10 from the 41 with 1:13 to go in the first half, leading 13-6 over Napoleon. Columbia Central takes a snap. Richardson throw off to the left, and it's going to be incomplete. Blake Hoskins not ready for that one.
They set up the screen for that one. They let four of those defenders come through untouched, and you can see on the far side, if they make connection on that pass, there were four white jerseys in front of them and a whole bunch of green grass. The pressure just got to them a little bit faster than what they were anticipating, but I have a feeling we'll see that screen pass a little bit later on again.
And it's third down and 10 from the 41 of Napoleon. Columbia Central is 0 of 2 on third down, so looking for a conversion here, but that incompletion.
It's a long third down.
That's right. Sorry. Stops the clock at 106. Three receivers right, one to the left. Richardson in the pocket, looking downfield. Pocket collapse. He's going to bring it up the field himself, but he's going to be sacked for a loss of yards.
That's number 30 in on the stop for the Pirates. Carson Warner getting the sack. Fourth down and forever for Columbia. So all of a sudden, this Napoleon defense, who has been shown vulnerable to the variety that Columbia is showing them, has just decided to tighten up and get them in a fourth and long position here at the end of this second quarter. Brought to you by Callahan Coffee Cafe.
They're getting stops when they need it to try to keep this game within one score. 20 seconds and counting in this first half, and it looks like there's going to be a timeout so that there's not a penalty, but could we see one more play here before the half, or are we just going to, do you think the teams are just going to probably call it here, maybe just go for a quick run or a kneel?
Well, I think we're going to see one more play. You call the timeout just to see the one more play. If they're going to let it run, they could have just let it run. If you time run out, you take a knee and you head in. So they want to run one more play here. So I would expect to see everybody and their brother spread out. And I would expect them to find one of those soft spots they found earlier in that Napoleon defense and break it open. Or I don't know, maybe see that screen pass again, because if they set that up again or run it this way just to give it a different little bit of a look, they had a lot of green grass in front of them.
Yeah, if they're able to make that connection. Again, the pocket collapsed a little bit sooner than Richardson hoped, and not able to make that connection there with Hoskins on that particular play.
And you see it all the time. Your initial gut is to go for all of it in once, but you can do that with either a run play off the edge or a quick screen play. Doesn't have to be that big gainer.
Fourth down and 12 from the 43-yard line. Going to be a snap, 14 seconds left, fake pass, Richardson taking a shot deep down the far sideline, and it's going to be short, but a penalty marker, multiple penalties on the play.
Oh, he was cranked. I didn't get the number. I think it was number 5 who was able to come in and just crank him. That would make it Bryce Bailey. Just laid a lick on him as he was throwing the ball. Definitely didn't get it in the mark where he wanted to, and this penalty is going to be against Napoleon.
And it stops the clock at 8 seconds as well. So this gives Columbia Central another chance for a big play before the half comes to a close.
Well, you get 10 yards in this area, that makes your next play a little bit easier. Not easy, but easier. Does that make sense?
A little bit easier. There we go. Yeah. And it's going to be spotted at the 29-yard line following the penalty. First and 10 for Columbia Central. One more play in them, perhaps. 8 seconds left. Two receivers left and two to the right. One back with Richardson in the gun. Takes a snap. Everybody downfield. Pocket collapses, and he's going to lose it. It's going to be an incompletion or maybe a fumble. Did he get enough yardage on that one?
He's calling an incompletion here in the backfield.
Did get it off in time. 1 second left, so we will see one more play. Oh, my. Wow.
So they're determined, that's for sure. You like to kind of see that.
Well, I mean, you look at it like this. You got a free play. Unless you turn it over and you throw an interception or lose a fumble right here, this is kind of a free play right here for Columbia Central as they try to potentially go up 2 scores in the halftime locker room. They're looking at 2nd and 10 from the 30-yard line. Really, it's a 2nd and goal from the 30-yard line if you want to look at it. This is going to be the last play. 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. Richardson in the gun, 1 back with him to the left. We a quick throw on the left. Troyer has it. Going to try to charge through. Able to get a decent gain, but not enough for the first down. And that will do it for the first half of play. Columbia Central, 13-6 lead over the Napoleon Pirates. It's going to be a pretty interesting halftime report. We've got a special presentation from the Michigan High School Athletics Association.
It's halftime and it's still light out.
I know. Right? What a concept. And shoot, it's not even an hour in yet.
Wow.
I mean, that's a stark contrast. We're still in the first quarter if this were last week's game.
We're going to be talking about that Vandy East Jackson game the rest of the season, I feel like.
Yeah, and that's that one's going to be infamous. Again, a good win for Vandercook.
It was. But, good win for them.
Overall, a pretty ugly game right there. But halftime upon us, 13-6 lead for Columbia Central over Napoleon. That's all coming up on K105.3.
Summer is winding down and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Taking your medications improperly can have serious health consequences. The experts at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy offer free medication packaging to take the guesswork out of taking your prescriptions and will deliver them right to your door. Visit them on Facebook or call 750-2180 for more information.
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
Four former MHSAA pitchers have MLB wins, and we're less than 3 weeks away from releasing soccer postseason brackets. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. 8 years ago, in 2016, Spencer Schwellenbach, Jeff Criswell, Carl Kaufman, and Tommy Henry were all pitching for their high school teams in Michigan. Schwellenbach at Saginaw Heritage, Criswell at Portage Central, Kaufman at Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice, and Henry at Portage Northern. Three of them would go on to pitch at the University of Michigan together, Criswell, Kaufman, and Henry, where they helped the Wolverines to the 2019 College World Series Finals, losing to Vanderbilt. Schwellenbach pitched at Nebraska, and now all four have won a game in the major leagues. Henry was drafted by the Diamondbacks and got his first major league victory in 2022. Kaufman was picked by the Rockies and notched career win number one last season. Criswell was drafted by the A's and traded to Colorado, so he's once again Kaufman's teammate, and he recorded his first win this season. And Schwellenbach was taken by the Atlanta Braves and also got his first win earlier this year. Now, they've all got some catching up to do to match former Lansing Waverly star John Smoltz's Major League win number. The MLB Hall of Famer tallied 213 wins in his 21-year career. The MHSAA baseball record book and finals archives are all online. Just go to MHSAA.com and click on baseball. It's time for Game Balls when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Bay City Western's Kayla Montcalm, she shot a championship best 89 to help lead Western to the Bay County Girls Golf Championship. Kingsley's Jenna Middleton, she led the way with 45 kills over six matches as Kingsley went 6-0 to win their own volleyball invite. And to Armada's Jackson Malberg, he scored two touchdowns in a 14-0 win over Croswell Lexington, Armada's first win over Croslex since 2004.
Have a recent high school grad? They could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
All
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Today we're talking roster sizes and uniforms in cross country. In the regular season, a school can enter a maximum of 12 competitors, and the top 7 contribute to the school's score. In the postseason, schools can enter a max of 7 runners, with the top 5 contributing to the team's score. In the past, all members of a team had to wear identical uniforms, but that's no longer the case. Now, each runner must wear a uniform that clearly indicates their team through the use of their predominant school colors, school logo, or nickname. They don't have to be identical, but the school they are representing must be obvious, and it must be clear who your teammates are. Something to think about the next time you're getting ready to run 3.1 miles.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. While it may feel like the school year just started, believe it or not, we're just 4 weeks from the start of the boys' soccer postseason. A majority of teams in the state are about halfway through their regular seasons, and district play starts Wednesday, October 9th. The postseason brackets will be released on September 29th. District winners advance to regionals starting October 22nd, and the semifinals are on October 30th. The finals will once again be at Grand Ledge High School, with all 4 division championships taking place on Saturday, November 2nd. The Division 4 final will start things off that day at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30, Division 2 at 3:30, and Division 1 at 6 o'clock. And all 4 finals can be seen live on the NFHS Network. Last year, Troy Athens, Grand Rapids Christian, Hudsonville Unity Christian, and Muskegon Western Michigan Christian were all crowned champions. Each team's Michigan power rating, which is used to determine the seeds in each district, can be found online. Just go to MHSAA.com, select soccer, and then MPR. Also on the soccer page, learn more about red cards, handballs, and the offside rule. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Very entertaining performance by the Napoleon Marching Band here at halftime between Napoleon and Columbia Central, but it is the Golden Eagles who have a 13-6 lead over the Pirates at the halftime locker room, which is a very interesting half indeed of football, Mark W. Daly.
Yes, sir. Definitely very interesting half. Like we mentioned there towards the end of the second quarter, just two different styles that we're seeing here tonight, and it's nice to have that kind of variety in a game. It's nice to have a fast-moving game.
Yeah.
But you got Napoleon bringing the tee and having a lot of success with that on the ground. Again, not getting huge chunks, but a couple of the drives is getting the plays that they needed, the chunks that they needed to keep moving the ball and kind of get that Columbia defense going back on their heels a little bit, so they're able to get down the score. Columbia Central, on the other hand, giving us a good mix of on the ground and an air attack, getting two scores up on the board during the first half. And I mean, it's still a tight game. I mean, we've got 7 points that are separating these two teams. It's still a very tight game. A lot can happen in the second half.
Yeah, it's still a one-possession game, and as we've seen, especially from Columbia Central, they've had a couple big plays in this one, specifically a 65-yard touchdown from Julian Sims for the go-ahead score there in the second quarter for Columbia Central. But you can have any of those big plays that happen at any point, whether it even be off maybe a fumble or interception, just like that, this game is tied, or it could be the other way where Columbia Central builds a two-possession lead.
And that's just it. There's been turnovers at key points in this game. Right off the bat, Columbia had the ball. They turned it over. If that doesn't happen, with what we see with this Columbia offense, I mean, could that have been another score for them? Napoleon puts it on the ground. It was their second fumble off of a snap of the game. Columbia picks it up, gets their offense on the field, and boom, scores just like that. So, yeah, turnovers. And I feel like there's been the one interception and the two fumbles, and that's been it on turnovers, with the exception of turnover on downs. But, yeah, they have been very instrumental in that first half.
Yeah, so one turnover apiece. We did have the onside kick as well on the on the kickoff.
That's right.
So
the other fumble wasn't a turnover. Napoleon ended up landing on it.
So let's look at some stats here. Columbia Central 6-0 after the first quarter, and then outscoring Napoleon 7-6 in that second quarter. Napoleon actually leads in the first downs 6-4. Napoleon 3-6 on third down. Columbia Central 0-3. Both teams are 1-1 on fourth down. Columbia Central is 1-2 on extra point kicks. Napoleon is 0-1 on 2-point attempts. Napoleon has 1 sack, 1 turnover, 3 penalties. Columbia Central has no sacks, 1 turnover, and 1 penalty. On the ground, Columbia Central 115 yards on 11 carries with 2 touchdowns. And even on the ground, they're even outdoing Napoleon here, where Napoleon 25 carries for 92 yards and a touchdown, no passes.
Well, you know, it's, and I know you weren't here to watch it last year, it is a completely, totally different offense. 100% 180 offense from Napoleon of last year to the Napoleon of this year. There was a good ground game, great air attack with that Napoleon team last year. Like you said, no passes, throwing out that tee. And it's just saying, hey, our guys are, as a team, we're going to do everything we can to be better than your guys on the line.
Absolutely. And it's again, Columbia Central, I've been really impressed with what I've seen from them. The line, they're making good plays on both sides of the ball with controlling the line. And specifically on offense, they're not afraid to go with a variety of different looks. They've had some big plays on the ground and in the air.
Right. They're able to take advantage of some of the misdirection. You know, we talked about Napoleon's tee offense and how that's just that's hard to defend as it is. But Columbia not running that, going more of a spread style. But we've seen that when they are keeping it on the ground, faking it one way, flipping it the other, able to get the defense to buy in on an inside run, and then all of a sudden it's going out off of the edge. Or, you know, the play action pass. You know, that's been creating opportunities for Columbia as well. So Columbia, with their traditional style of spread offense, really creating a little bit of confusion for that Napoleon team.
Senior quarterback Nick Richardson for the Golden Eagles, 5 of 8 passing for 80 yards. All five of those catches are Trent Troyer, the sophomore. So he's been able to make a couple of good catches in this one, and Napoleon, we'll see if they make an adjustment. We'll see if they maybe try a couple passes in the second half, and it's going to be a fun second half indeed.
Absolutely.
Napoleon set to receive. Any final thoughts for halftime?
My final thought for halftime doesn't have to do with the football product that we've seen on the field tonight. The band that we had out here, first they did Backstreet Boys, which none of those kids were alive when that song was out. Second, to wrap up with the finale, the Columbia band came out and joined the Napoleon band. It makes it easy for these guys to practice because they're just down the street. But you don't see that a whole lot. And that is just another great element of sportsmanship and another great element of community that comes out with Friday night under the lights. That was, for me, great to see.
Especially for two rival schools as well. So that was a neat little collaboration there that we saw from these two bands. And it has been very entertaining so far. So great, great marching bands for both of these schools right here. So
that was fun.
It was. So we're going to leave it right here as we roll right into the second half between these two schools set to take the field. As I mentioned, Napoleon set to receive the second half kickoff. So they'll try to get their offense going. They started with a three and out, and then they had a long drive, many plays, before eventually getting that touchdown run by Marcello Flores. And then after that, they had a drive of a lost fumble and then another three and out. So Napoleon really trying to get their offense turned around. But the big thing to me is they need to get some big plays.
They do need to get some big plays. The tee offense doesn't really lend itself to do that. It lends itself to get you good chunks and to get first downs on three, on three downs. Also lends itself for your defense being able to stop your opponent. If you're Napoleon on defense, you got to tighten up your D. You got to tighten it up. And if you want to control this game, you're going to have to control the clock and just maintain possession while you're on offense and get the score.
Napoleon lining up, set to receive this kick, trailing 13-6 to start the second half to Columbia Central. Napoleon going from right to left on your radio dial to start the second half. Going to be fielded around the 20-yard line, moving towards the near sideline. Bit of a stiff arm there, but still brought down just shy of the 30. That's Brenton Owen, the junior.
And it looks like it's number... Boy, if he could turn sideways, he'd like make my life a lot easier. Number 11 bringing down. That's number 11, Dylan Hammond, making the stop for Columbia on that one.
It's an intruder, so if you wouldn't mind moving it, that would be great.
It's going to be the 29-yard line for the Pirates that they start at to set up shop for their first drive of the second half, and we'll see if they make some of those adjustments as Columbia Central. They made those defensive adjustments to make their running game a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
Still in that tee offense. We've got Isaac Carafino under center. He's going to take the snap. Quick handoff to the right. Able to break through for another moderate gain. Maybe 3 to 4 yards on that play.
I'm going to bet you a nice shiny nickel that they're not going to throw it anytime soon. They're going to keep doing and taking advantage what the Columbia Central defense has been giving them, and that is moving the ball. They got 4 yards on that play just by going off the right guard. They met every white jersey on the field to make the stop, and if they can get that type of gain on first down, they're just going to keep doing this. As long as they can maintain possession and move the ball, they're in a good spot.
45 seconds of counting into the Second half of play, second down and six for Napoleon as they have a quick rush off to the left side for another short gain. It's third down for the Pirates.
That looks like it was number 69, Shane Taylor. First one there for the Golden Eagles to make the stop. But again, Napoleon getting about, 3 yards on that one? So they're in third and manageable.
It was another 4 yards, it looks like. It's going to be third down and two from the 37-yard line. And this is the seventh third down attempt for the Pirates. Going to be a quick handoff to the left-hand side. Able to charge forward. Ooh, that's going to
be close.
That is very close indeed. That was Rylan Lovett, the sophomore, his first carry of the game. A lot of different ball carriers, and looks like he might be short.
Yeah, they're calling it fourth and just a few inches. You've got the Columbia defense motioning to their side, which they traveled well. I mean, that student body showed up to work tonight, right? So they're going to be trying to get that crowd to make some noise to help them on defense here.
One of one on fourth down for the Pirates, looking to stay perfect in that department. It's fourth and inches from the 39-yard line. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Taking the snap, charge off to the right side, and he definitely broke the plane there. Oh, yeah. He should be in for that first down.
Yeah, you've got the officials standing. They're just past the 40. They got a little bit more than what they needed to move the chains.
Bryce Bailey, the ball carrier, able to get that first down. Now 2 of 2 on fourth down for Napoleon, able to get 2 yards on the play. 23 yards on 7 carries for Bailey. It's first and 10 from the 41. Napoleon chipping their way upfield. Just over 2 minutes into the second half, trailing Columbia Central 13-6. Quick handoff up the gut. It's Bailey again. Had one man to beat, but he does charge through for the first down past the 50.
That was number 11. The one man to beat was Dylan Hammond. He doesn't make that stop. That's a Napoleon score. And I got to be honest with you, I was following the two guys that are coming towards us running over the 50s painted on the field. Next thing I know, you're calling up the gut. And it was just those two players, the runner and Hammond, who were over in that area. Everybody else was over here by us.
Gain of 12 for Bailey. It's first and 10 from the Columbia Central 47. Another handoff going off to the left-hand side. It's going to be a pretty moderate gain right there for the Pirates.
Number 69, Shane Taylor, making the stop for the Golden Eagles on that one. But like you said, a good gain for the Pirates. We've seen this formula over and over again here on this drive and earlier in the first half. Success on first down sets you up for success for the rest of this drive.
Brent Noe, the ball carrier, he was able to pick up 4 yards on the play at second down and six from the Columbia Central 43. Left hash mark, 8:38 and counting in the third quarter. Handoff to the right and going to be brought down just past the 40. It's going to be third down and short once more.
You're going to see one of these times. I'm going to bet you my second shiny quarter, one of these times, that the quarterback is going to keep it and just kind of do a run out here, kind of like a bootleg keeper where nobody is keying in on him and just go all the way to the house. I just feel like that's something they're setting. Every time he goes to hand off the ball, he's kind of tucking it and curling out. They're getting trained to ignore him.
Isaac Corofino maybe having something up his sleeve. It's third down and one. Going to take the handoff up the middle. And, did Columbia Central get the stop on third down? They're cheering like they did. Stopped at around the 40.
That was number 30, last man up off the ground for the Golden Eagles, Blake Evans. Fourth, you know, with the way they've been able to get some chunks on this drive, I wouldn't be surprised if they go for it here on the 40.
Just 3 of 8 on third down are the Pirates. On the ground, that was the sophomore, Jaden Service. Loss of a yard. It's going to be fourth down and two from the 40-yard line left hash mark of Columbia Central. 7:15 and counting, trailing 13-6 for Napoleon. Going to be a pitch out to the left-hand side, charging, and it's going to be in for the first down, able to stay inbounds, and going to be finally brought down at around the 25. A big-time play on fourth down for Brenton Owen.
Several white jerseys were able to track them down, but looked like number 8, Hunter Chubakowski able to get in there on the stop for the Golden Eagles, preventing that one from really getting away from them.
41 yards on 7 carries for Brenton Owen, getting a big first down for his Pirates right there. It's first and 10 from the Columbia Central 26-yard line, 6:46 and counting in this third quarter. This drive taken almost half of this quarter up, and we got a breakthrough up the middle for another first down for the Pirates. That was Marcello Flores.
Dylan Hammett, again, last man to beat right there. Yeah, he ran through three or four Golden Eagles before Hammond was able to make the stop on him. Just stayed low, kept chopping his feet, and just turning up dirt to get the first down.
First and 10 for the Pirates from the Columbia Central 14-yard line. They're knocking on the door of trying to even this thing up, or at least come within one. Going to be handoff up the middle and going to be nearly in for the score. Just short. He was nearly in on the ground. My, oh, my, Xavier Skog.
Hammond definitely earning his keep here tonight. That's got to be like three or four touchdowns he's saved so far. He's been the last man to beat in that back position. And he's been making the stops he's needed to make when they've been able to get past the linemen and the linebackers.
5:50 and counting in the third quarter. Napoleon first and goal from the 2-yard line, trailing 13-6, trying to score right here. Taking the snap, quick handoff, charging through, and it looks like he's across the goal line. Was he just short? I think he was pushed back, actually.
You got the official standing on what appears to be about the one.
Big stop there for the Golden Eagles.
Hey, that was just one pile running into another pile.
Actually didn't get any yards. That was Owens on the carry.
Looked a little bit like rugby there.
Yeah, it was definitely a rugby play. 5:10 and counting here. Second and goal from the 2 for the Napoleon Pirates. Trailing by 7. Carafino under center. 3 back behind him. Takes a snap up the middle. And did Columbia Central get another goal line stop? I believe they did. No signal from the officials, and it's going to be 3rd and goal.
I know they keep trying to run this thing up the gut, run it up the gut. I just feel like it's going to be coming around the edge here pretty soon.
They will give him a yard. So it's going to be 3rd down and goal from the 1-yard line.
That's a very short one, too.
My, oh, my. Columbia Central trying to stand tall at the goal line, trying to stay in front by 1. They got to do this 2 more times, however. 4:20 and counting in the third quarter. Taking the snap, charging forward, and this time into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates. Jaden Service.
Bunch of green jerseys going off of that tackle. Followed his blockers in for the score.
So third time's the charm. It's a 1-yard touchdown run for Jaden Service, who has 10 carries for 29 yards with that touchdown. And it's a 1-point game. Napoleon, a chance to tie here or take the lead.
Looks like they're going to try to take the lead. I'm not sure how much of a kicking game they have here in this Callahan Coffee Cafe third quarter.
Following that Callahan's Coffee Cafe touchdown as well.
That's right. That's right. The touchdown sponsor is Callahan.
They're going for Cafe. 2. 2-point attempt for Napoleon. They want the lead. Going to be a sweeping pitch out on the far sideline. Penalty marker in the backfield. He does break the goal line for the conversion, Brenton Owen, but we got to see what this penalty marker is in the backfield.
It's thrown in the area of holding, and that's what they're going to call. So that's going to be a no-go, not a 2-point conversion for the Pirates. That be a Callahan Coffee Cafe 2-point conversion?
I don't know. I think.
Yeah, you know, if they make it to the end zone, I'm making an executive decision right now.
Well, they're going to have another try right here. As
it's going to be a big 2-point conversion.
It's going to be from the 13-yard line. So, Napoleon, they're really trying to get something going right here. And even if they're not even going to try kicking it from the original 3-yard line, they're definitely not going to try it from back here. So another 2-point attempt for Napoleon. They're actually going to try to re-huddle here before they try to make the play. All right, 2-point conversion from the 13-yard line for the Pirates. Trying to take the lead. Handoff up the right side, and he is just wide open.
Wow.
Nice misdirection, Ashton Warner.
I was watching it up the middle again. That's where all the green jerseys went. That's where all the white jerseys went. Ashton Warner around the outside. I just caught Eminem there, and he was able to get the score.
14-13. Napoleon taking their first lead of the game. 4:13 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
.413 to go in the third quarter. Napoleon just now taking the lead with a 1 yard touchdown run from Brenton Owen, and then Ashton Warner with a long 2-point conversion following the penalty. It's 14-13 for Napoleon. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here at Napoleon High School. The Pirates set to kick this one away for Columbia Central for their first drive of the second half, and we're already more than halfway through this third quarter.
Last word in from Spring Arbor Road. Lumen on top, 42-0 at the half. Western on top of Marshall, 14-0 at the half.
A couple big scores right there. Lumen is Lumen, of course, but Western, they're in for a big season, I think.
Yeah, I feel like they are, too. They're, like, knocking on the door of it last year.
Kickoff fielded around the 25-yard line for the Golden Eagles, making good progress up the middle before finally being brought down around the 40-yard line. That was Bouston Pilisinski.
I had a number 10, and I'm not seeing that on my stat sheet for Napoleon making the stop.
Might be one of the backups there making
could
that play.
Could be.
So around the 40-yard line for Columbia Central is where they will set up shop for the second half. They scored on two of their four drives in the first half. Of course, their last drive ended the half. They had a couple tries at it, but time winded down. They couldn't make it happen. So first and 10 from the 40, right hash mark, 4:06 to go in the third quarter. Two receivers left, one to the right. Richardson barking out some orders at the line before taking a step back in the gun. Takes a snap. Quick handoff to the right-hand side, and that's going to be a quick stop right there by Napoleon. Bouston Pilisinski, the ball runner.
And it looked like it was number 54 for Napoleon, Zach Baum, who was among the green jerseys on the stop there. But just a couple yards on that carry for Columbia Central. By the way, Tigers still on top. We're at the end of the seventh, 1-0 on top of the BOs.
This is 1-2 monitor. Again, big playoff implications there for the Detroit Tigers. It's going to be second down and 8.5, if you will, from the 41-yard line for Columbia Central. 3 to the left, 1 to the right for receivers. Richardson takes a snap, peels out of the pocket to the left, throws this one up the middle, and that's going to be completed at around the 45-yard line. That was Blake Hoskins, his first catch of the game.
Rolls out to the left just to kind of create some space for him, move the pocket a little bit. Receiver running with him, a handful of yards up the field. So a good completion for a few yards. It's still third and a little long.
It's going to be third down and 6. From the 44-yard line. Columbia Central is 0-3 on third down. That's been big for Napoleon in keeping within striking distance, and of course inevitably able to take a 1-point lead, which they do lead right now. 2:40 and counting in the third quarter. Two receivers right, one to the left for Columbia Central. Richardson throw off the far sideline. That's going to be incomplete. A little bit of a low throw there, but not able to make the connection.
Yeah, that throw was almost right in the dirt, but it was right. It was thrown right into triple coverage, and it looked like it was number 6 in on the stop, Aiden Burrows, one who was able to kind of get in there at the last second and knock it away. Are we cramping tonight?
Yeah, it does look like it. That's going to be Trent Troyer down. He was the intended target on the play, and he might have landed funny when he tried to dive down to make that reception, but he is down again. Look, they're trying to stretch out that right leg, which is like what we saw in week one, that Western game that we covered, a lot of players cramping. And not only in that game, but in a lot of games in the area.
A lot of games, yeah, they're cramping. It was a cramp fest that night. But, you know, it is hot. It is humid.
Yeah.
They could always get some bananas at Kelly Express Mart if they need to.
But he is going to be escorted to the sideline. He should be okay. Probably
wonder
just take
if Callahan Coffee Cafe has any banana-themed brews over
maybe
there.
They do, or maybe they have banana bread. They very well
there,
could.
Yeah.
Coffee, that is a coffee cafe-esque item.
Dip that into your cappuccino.
But that is going to be fourth down. Fourth and sixth for the Columbia
And
Central.
I just don't know what to expect. I really don't. You know, they're down by one. There's still a lot of game to go. But if you can't stop that T offense, the game's going to get away from you because they just managed the clock here in this third. Callahan Coffee Cafe third quarter.
Fourth and six for Columbia Central. They're 0-4 on third down. They are 1-1 on fourth down, however. Three
doesn't look
to
like
the
they're
right.
Running.
One to the left. Richardson going for it. Going to peel out of the pocket. Throw off to the right, and that's going to be incomplete. Nearly intercepted as well. It was bobbled by the defender, Jordan Cromwell.
Well, you had four green jerseys all in the area. I think the ball touched all of their hands, too, before it made its way to the ground. That would have been a tough one to complete.
It's going to be a turnover on downs. Columbia Central not able to make the connection. On fourth down, now 6 of 11 passing for Nick Richardson with two consecutive incompletions on third and fourth down. So Napoleon taking over in Columbia Central territory. It's going to be first and 10 from the 44-yard line.
If you're Columbia, you can't be confused by the misdirection.
Going to be a snap up the middle. Penalty marker down in the backfield and down just shy of the 40-yard line.
It's been a relatively clean game. We haven't seen too many flags here tonight, but that's definitely in the area of holding. It's number 73 for Columbia that was in on the stop, A.J. Soto. Seemed like we're calling his name on tackles quite a bit tonight. Waiting for the call.
Did look like a holding from that official, but for all intents and purposes, this is going to be a Napoleon penalty. Yes, it is. So
this appears to be a really good crew here tonight. They're moving along quick. They're communicating well.
And they're letting these teams play. These teams have been keeping it clean, though. There haven't been anything. Like last week, for as many penalties as there were a lot of obvious ones committed by both teams. Whereas this one, both teams doing a good job. The officials doing a good job as well. After the penalty, it's first and 20 from the 46-yard line. Going to be a handoff to the far side.
That was looked like it was number 30, Blake Evans, who was in on the stop for Columbia. And, again, that was a good chunk. And it was just him and number 11 back there who were left to make the stop on that one. Again, it kind of came out of nowhere where you're looking at everybody kind of breaking down on the left guard where that hole was, and it just happened to pop out on the other side for a big gainer.
8 yards on the ground. It's going to be second down and 12 from the Columbia Central 46-yard line, 1:23 and counting in the third quarter. Going to be a pitch out to the left-hand side. Going to be a bit of a stiff arm, but maybe 2 yards on the ground, followed up by an injury right there. That was Rylan Lovett, the ball carrier.
Blake Evans again there on the stop for Columbia. Well, that's number 12 for Napoleon coming off the turf.
That was not Lovett. That was Brenton Owen, who got injured right there.
Hobbled off, but he seems to be doing okay on the sideline. Doesn't really have anybody tending to him.
There's going to be a...
He'll be back in at some point.
3-yard gain for Owen. He's got 45 yards on 10 carries. Not bad, but it is third down, third and 9 to be exact from the Columbia Central 43 left hash mark. 52 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Napoleon leading 14-13. Be a snap, misdirection. Ashton Warner off to the right, going to be brought down on the other side of the 40, but short of the first down. It's fourth down.
The way the quarterback runs this tee, when he makes the snap, it's like he's turning his back to the defense, and those three backs are all running different routes right next to him, and you just don't know where that ball's going to pop out at. And it was the third back that got it that time, and You know, if you're going to go for it on fourth and down, you know, fourth and five is a lot easier. Fourth and six is a lot easier than fourth and nine.
Yeah, and they are going to have some time here. There is an injury on the field for Columbia Central. That looks to be Boston Pilisinski in the backfield.
Cramping up again, it looks like. And boy, we got 14 seconds left to go on this third in this Callahan Coffee Cafe third quarter.
This is shaping up to be a really interesting fourth quarter between these two teams. It's been within one possession all night.
Right.
And it just, you got to make the little plays. And for Napoleon's credit, they're really controlling the clock well in the second half.
And that's what this offense lends itself to do. And if you want to win a game, you've got to control the ball. You got to move it. You got to keep your offense out on the field. You got to put the defense on their heels. And that's what they've been doing. And that's what this offense, this three-headed monster does. Columbia Central, when they're on offense, they tend to move a little bit quicker. They tend to not get as many first downs, but they tend to get bigger chunks, too, when they are moving the ball. So it's just a fun game to take in these two different styles of offense out here.
Absolutely. And after the injury subsided, they did continue to run the clock, and right down to the end of the third quarter. Big fourth quarter coming up next. Napoleon on top of Columbia Central 14-13. Fourth quarter next in 60 seconds on K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Fourth quarter underway. Napoleon right out of the quarter break with a big first down from Xavier Skog, as Napoleon looking to build on their 14-13 lead over Napoleon. Connor Dockery and Mark W. Daly. Napoleon now first down and 10 from the 29.
Got a score out of Withington Stadium. Jackson on top of Tecumseh in their pink out game, 20-8.
Big game right there, and we got a penalty marker on first and 10. It's going to be a false start, it looks to be, for Napoleon. That was a 10-yard run for Xavier Skag to get that first down on fourth down. So 4 of 4 on fourth down for Napoleon. That's been huge for them, especially here in the second half, to take a one-point lead and in their quest to build a lead.
This is one of the few times that we found Napoleon behind the chains when they've been on offense. You see with their plays, they're getting a lot of four downs or a handful of five downs, a lot of three yards, I mean, on this, not downs but yards, when they've got 15 yards to go. I'm curious to see what they can do with this situation.
First and 15 from the 34-yard line of Columbia Central. Going to be a quick run off to the left-hand side, and it's going to be second down for Napoleon. That was Brenton Owen, the ball carry, so he is back in the game after cramping up there for a little bit.
Yeah, it's still going to be a second and long, a very long conversion here for Napoleon. We just haven't seen them in this type of situation. Early third quarter, Jackson 20, Tecumseh 14.
They're looking to start
3-0. Oh, man, that would be great for that Viking squad.
Second down and 13 for Napoleon. Going to be a run sweeping on the near side. Snagged from behind. That was Bryce Bailey, the ball carrier, down at around the original line of scrimmage.
Oh, he was so close to breaking that one free. But 32, Boston Pilisinski making the stop for Columbia. Now we've called his name on offense a few times, calling it on defense right here. And that's going to be a very tough third down conversion to make for this Pirates team.
It's going to be third down, and it looks like 10, 9?
Just over 10. Just over 10, it looks like. But really, I mean, if you're Napoleon, you've got two downs to make this.
9:47 and counting. Napoleon leads 14-13. Third and 10 from the 30-yard line. Just going to be a quick snap and charge forward, and that's going to be not much on the ground again. And that's going to be another new ball carry. That was Braden Marr, the junior. That is the eighth unique ball carrier for the Pirates.
Soto again making the stop on that one. Yeah, there was basically nothing there. I mean, if you're Napoleon, you need to get something on that one. Hey, they've made fourth and long before. Hasn't been often in this game. But they're really in fourth down territory. I can't see them.
4 of 11 on third down for Napoleon. And they are 4 of 4 on fourth down. So let's see if they can make it happen here. 9 minutes and counting in the ball game. Napoleon, fourth down and 10 from the 30. Peeling out of the pocket for the first throw of the game. And that's caught on the near sideline. But it's not going to be enough for the first down. They're looking for the 20-yard line. He was out at around the 26.
I was really excited to see a pass play from Napoleon. They do have a little bit of a game, air game. It wasn't anywhere near enough for the first down. But nice to see a little bit of variety here from the Pirates.
Well, let's see, and that can definitely play a role later in this game. See if they do have more of those passes up their sleeve. But Columbia Central forcing a turnover on downs. They're going to take over at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, rolled them out right, moved the pocket, created a little bit of space.
Columbia Central needs a score right here, 8:52 to go in the ball game. They only had one drive, and they were forced to a turnover on downs here in the second half after Napoleon really controlling the clock here. First and 10 from their own 25. Quick handoff to the right. That's Pilizinski, and he's going to be in for the first down and then some. 45-50, 45 out of bounds.
Oh, he was taken down hard, too. Looks like it was number 24, Napoleon. Ashton Warner taking him out of bounds with authority. But that's what we've seen from this Napoleon squad. They've been getting big gains when they need them. You know, sometimes they'll run it or throw the pass. They don't get much, but all of a sudden they just break away with a big gainer.
It's going to be a big first down, first and 10 from the Napoleon 49-yard line. We do have a Pirate down in the backfield. Didn't see what happened. That was the junior Damian Falls who was injured.
Oh.
He went down, his helmet came off, and not sure what happened there, but he looks to be in a lot of pain. The coaches and trainer out there.
I didn't even see it. He's on the other side of my wall here.
Yeah, I didn't see it until he was writhing on the ground in pain after the play. And that was way in the backfield where the play started. So not sure if he maybe took a shot there or what happened there. But
Callahan Coffee, third quarter. Callahan Coffee Cafe. Of course, Callahan Coffee. They're bringing us our player of the game a little bit later on.
They will. And there's a lot of different contenders here depending on who is able to win this game. But speaking of, for Pilisinski, that was a 26-yard carry. He's now up to 51 yards on the ground on 8 carries.
He's quick. You could just tell that gear that he has, when he gets in space, he just hits that gear, and he's hard to catch.
So Damian Falls is being carried off the field. Neither leg touching the ground, so you really got to hope he's okay. Both teams are ready to go following the injury timeout. It's 14-13 Napoleon over Columbia Central, 8:43 to go in the ballgame. Columbia Central first and 10 from the Napoleon 49-yard line, the right hash mark. Columbia Central trying to string together a couple plays here. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Nick Richardson in the gun, one back with him. Takes the snap, going to be a quick handoff to the right and a quick tackle in return. That was Blake Evans, the ball carrier.
That was number 30 on the stop for Napoleon, Carson Warner. They look like they're about ready to bring some heat on the left side, but back that off. That was enough of a distraction just to create an opportunity for Warner to get through untouched and get the stop in the backfield.
A loss of 2 yards. Columbia Central now back to their own 49-yard line. It's second down and 12 with 8:09 and counting in this ball game.
Warner over there on the left side playing left tackle. Napoleon's got three men on the line. And they've got four backers, and they kind of go back and forth as to which side's going to be the blitzing back on the left on the edge.
Penalty marker in the Napoleon backfield. And there actually was a timeout called by Columbia Central as well. Not sure if that was before that penalty. It should have been. So we're going to step aside back in 30 seconds. Napoleon leads 14-13 with 7:50 to go in this one on K105.3.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Napoleon over Columbia Central. Columbia Central in the middle of a drive here. Second down and 12 from the 49-yard line. Richardson back for the throw. Peels out of the pocket under pressure, and he's going to sling this one, but incomplete, too far. And it looked like he threw that one just before the line of scrimmage. He avoided a penalty right there.
That was all arm, too, as he was running when he threw that, and he overthrew his receiver by about 10 yards.
Intended target was Dylan Hammond.
That was quite a lot of time in the air. That was a decent pass, yeah, with it being all arm.
Not a bad attempt, but incomplete all the same. It's third down and 12. Columbia Central is 0 of 4 on third down. Four receivers left and one to the right. 7:35 clock is stopped. Low snap, quick throw to the left for Richardson. That's complete by Troyer, and Troyer's going to swing this one downfield, and it's caught and then dropped. Caught and then dropped for Dylan Hammond. He can't believe it.
A lateral pass, a little trickeration from the Golden Eagles. A lateral pass, and then a deep one all by himself, wide open. The ball right in the bucket. He was looking for the end zone before it came into his hands.
Oh.
And he dropped it. That would have been an easy score for Columbia.
This game would have completely changed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Hammond could not believe it. Right in his fingertips. And it's going to be fourth down and 12 from the Columbia Central 49-yard line.
It came in right below the numbers. I mean, it was right in the breadbasket.
Columbia Central lining up to punt this one away, which, boy, they're giving it back to a team that's really been controlling the ball well. And it's going to be a blocked punt. Napoleon getting down on it at the Columbia Central 41-yard line. Unbelievable.
That was number 30 who fell on it. Carson Warner getting and completing the turnover for the Pirates. Is that a flag?
I don't think that's a flag. I think that's something else on the field. Might be a mouth guard or something. But that was a clean play, blocked punt. Wow.
I mean, they're getting the ball back anyway, but getting the ball at the Columbia 40 is a lot better than getting it at your own 30.
7:19 to go. Napoleon leading 14-13, trying to build on that here. Hand off to the left, in for a pretty big run there, just shy of the 30.
Yeah, that's going to be shy of a first. First down, really. Just, again, handing it off to the third running back, just letting his lead blockers kind of create that train of destruction and getting a good chunk of yards on first down.
It was a gain of 8 for Bryce Bailey, 45 yards on 11 carries. And it's second down and 2 from the Columbia Central 33-yard line. 6:44 and counting. That clock just keeps on ticking here in Napoleon. Quick snap here, handoff to the left, but a penalty marker down, and the play comes to a halt.
Another
false start.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That is the sixth penalty of the game for Napoleon. Just one on Columbia Central in this one, but that really hasn't hurt Napoleon all that much all night.
No, it hasn't really. It's backed them up, and like the last possession they had, it made it real hard for them to convert when they got into that first and 15. They just couldn't find the first down. But, I mean, here you're still looking at second and manageable, second and seven, it looks like.
Yes. Second down and seven from the 38-yard line. So not horrible position here, especially with that running game that they've had in the second half. 6-10 and counting in this one. Going to be a quick handoff to the left. A little bit of a misplay as well, a bump in the backfield. And, boy, Napoleon's lucky to maybe get no gain on this one. They looked like they were in line for a loss of yardage as well.
Yeah, that could have been a disaster when you have a collision like that in the backfield. It looks like it was number eight making the tackle for Columbia. Chubakowski again in on the stop.
Marcelo Flores looks a little hobbled after that one. Might have taken a bit of a hit there going down, but he was initially staying in the game, but he's going to come to the sideline here holding his neck area. So pretty interesting right there.
You got two downs to make this. If you're Napoleon, you're not going to punt. You got two downs to make 7 yards here.
Actually going to give him a yard on the play. It's going to be third down and seven, brought down for a loss on the ground. Big stop by Columbia Central. That was Jaden Service, the ball carrier.
Number 12, Noah Dankert, and number 23, Blake Hoskins, getting through the line of scrimmage. Columbia bringing a little bit of heat on that play and causing the loss on downs. And now you're looking at causing a loss on that down. Now you're looking at four and long.
Fourth and 11 for Napoleon. So that one really hurts them right here. But the clock is still ticking, 4:35. Plenty if Columbia Central is able to get a stop right here and they take over. Plenty of time. So it is going to be a fourth down attempt. Napoleon is 4 of 5, and there is going to be a Napoleon timeout on the play. We will step aside as well. 4:25 to go in the fourth. Napoleon hanging on to a 14-13 lead over Columbia Central, live on K105.3, back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Out of the timeout here in the fourth quarter, 4:25 left. Napoleon with a 14-13 lead and looking at fourth down and 11 from the Columbia Central 42-yard line.
Jackson still on top of Tecumseh. It's 28-14, middle of the third.
A couple scores to monitor there. Tigers, last we saw the Detroit Tigers, they're still up 1-0, combined no-hitter.
Working on a score for that Grass Lake-Horton game going on.
Here's the fourth and 11 for Napoleon. They're going for it, of course. Handoff to the left. Warner, he's going to break through, but not enough again. Down at around the 35. It's another turnover on downs.
Well, if you're Napoleon, that's your option. You got to go for it on fourth down in this position. But they made the job for Columbia Central a little bit tougher. They did get a pretty good chunk on that. So Columbia, they're going to spread it out. They're going to run it. We're going to see a little variety here. With just over 4 minutes to go here in the third. In the fourth. In this Callahan Coffee Cafe fourth quarter.
This is the biggest drive of the game for Columbia Central. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Trailing by one with 4:18 to go in this one. Columbia Central going from right to left in this fourth quarter. That's going to be a short gain on the ground by Boston Pilisinski, the sophomore, on first down.
Number 60 for the Pirates, making the stop on that play. That is Corey Sutton getting in on the action here tonight. Little bit of gain. I mean, if you're Columbia, I feel like you got to get more chunks than that.
It's going to be second down and six from the 39-yard line between the two hashes. 3:42 and counting in the ball game. Two receivers left, one to the right. Richardson takes a handoff to the left. Ooh, going to be a loss of yardage. Great stop with a penalty marker after the play by Napoleon.
Marcelo Flores right there to meet him, stand him up, and drive him backwards.
Was thrown in the backfield. It's going to be against Columbia Central. We have a late holding there. Just their second penalty.
Back. I don't know. Do you decline this penalty so you get them to advance on downs? I mean, they still got a ways to go.
Yeah, and they were still a loss of yardage on the play anyway.
Right.
So I would be interested if Napoleon.
Not they backed him up 10.
So they will take it. Yeah. They'll take the yardage versus the downs right here, which might be a smart play in this case. Clock stopped at 3:31 following the penalty, but now is rolling again. That's going to push them all the way back to the 28-yard line. Make it the 29-yard line. 10-yard penalty. It is second down and long. Three right, one left for receivers. Richardson out of the pocket, throw on the far sideline. That's going to be caught and then forced out of bounds.
It's gained back pretty much everything that they lost as a result of that penalty.
7-13 passing for Richardson. That one was to Julian Sims, and it's now third and nine from the 36-yard line.
You got to convert here. I know it's third down, but you have to convert. If you put that ball back in the hands of the Napoleon offense, they're going to chew up the clock.
3 minutes and counting in the ball game, to be exact. Two receivers to either side. It's going to be third down and nine. 36-yard line. Richardson coming in for orders for his line before stepping back in the gun. One back with him. Takes the snap, surveying downfield. And he's going to be nearly sacked, scrambling out of pressure. Throw up the middle. Intercepted by the Pirates. Flores making his way to the 30, and then some. Breaks the tackle. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pirates. Marcelo Flores with a pick six. And that's a gut punch to Columbia Central.
And there was no stop in that return. He ran through four or five tackle attempts to get that score. Ended up finding some lead blockers to get him the rest of the way. There was a posse of Pirates when he got into the end zone. A pick six for Napoleon.
Wow, that completely changes this one. It's now 20-13. And Napoleon, I'm going to put my money on the fact that they go for two right here. And if they get this one, it is a two-possession game. And Columbia Central will be really looking at long odds of getting this one. Never say never, but Napoleon, that is a game-changing play.
Definitely is. Definitely is. Especially with how slow-paced they have been on offense. To be able to have their defense put that score up there and just make it a very hard reach for Columbia Central to get back in it with, you know, the 2.5 less that we have on the clock.
Two-point conversion. Going to be a pitch out to the right side and across the goal line for Jaden Service. Two-point converted. It is a two-possession game. Napoleon leads 22-13 over Columbia Central with 2:24 left.
This Napoleon crowd, the masses that are here at the stadium, they've been in it all game long, but they just got exceptionally loud.
That was you could hear the roar. I'm sure you could hear it on these airwaves, but wow, this place.
You can feel the vibration in the floor.
Yeah.
You can feel the vibration in the floor right now. Or maybe I need new Skechers. Go down to Miller Shoes later.
Maybe just an insole, perhaps.
Right, okay.
But this place is electric as Napoleon. Again, they had a couple good moments in the first half. Columbia Central definitely won the first half, not only on the scoreboard, but with the eye test, the yardage. But Napoleon, they've turned this thing around in the second half, making good plays on the ground. And, of course, the defensive stop of the game, a pick six by the sophomore Marcello Flores and the two-point conversion by Jaden Service to almost put this thing away.
If you're Napoleon, you got to try to put this ball deep. I know we've been seeing squib kicks and onsides, but you want to try to put this ball deep if you can. And Columbia, you got to score. You got to have an offense that's moving fast, throwing deep. You got to get that score.
Well, with Napoleon's time management skills, they still have two timeouts apiece. So Columbia Central has to score very quickly here. And they really got to stop Napoleon on the ground, burning some of those timeouts. So they still have a chance, but it's going to be tough. We got an onside kick here returned at around the 50-yard line. So midfield position here for Columbia Central.
I'm not a head football coach. It's been a long time since I've coached football. But I'm not sure when your opponent has two scores to get, and they've shown you that they can strike quick and strike deep, if you want to start them here at their own 49.
2:24 to go, 22-13 for Napoleon. Columbia Central setting up shop at their own 49-yard line left hash mark.
His defense playing a little deeper than they usually do, just going with that three-man front.
They're expecting a big play right here in the air.
They've got six guys in the box. Everybody else is deep.
Three receivers right, one left for the Golden Eagles, one back with Nick Richardson. Takes the snap, looking downfield. Going to throw this one deep on the near sideline, and it's going to be caught. Oh, no, he dropped it at the last moment. I think he... Oh, they're going to say he caught it. That was Trent Troyer. A big catch at around the 20-yard line. He bobbled it as he was coming down, but evidently controlled it long enough.
Everybody in green was saying it was an incomplete pass. Everybody in white was saying it was a completed pass. The only one that matters is the guy wearing the black and white, and he's the one that said it was complete. And again, Columbia striking with that big play from practically their 50. They're knocking on the door. Not quite in the red zone, but they can strike from this distance.
That is an unbelievable play. 29 yards to Troyer. He's now over the century mark, 109 yards on six catches. That is unbelievable. So first and 10 for Columbia Central from the Napoleon 22-yard line. Trailing by 9, 2:11 clock is stopped.
Bringing the heat.
Out of the pocket on first down, throw off to the right. That's going to be incomplete, but that does stop the clock.
Brought a little pressure, made his life a little difficult back there. They've been having three on their line all night long, and you throw that extra fourth person in there, you're losing one of your linebackers, but you're causing the quarterback to throw a little bit faster than what he wants to.
Intended target was Cole Edmonds, the junior, on that play. And it's second and 10 for Columbia Central on the Napoleon 22-yard line left hash mark. Clock stopped at 2:04. Trailing by 9 here in the fourth quarter. Three receivers right, one left. One back with Richardson in the gun. Takes the snap, looking downfield. Pocket collapse. He's going to bring it on the ground himself, getting a decent gain inside the 20.
That was number 65 from Napoleon making the stop. Quinn Odegaard. And the big thing about that is the clock's running. He took the ball, ran up the gut with it because he didn't have a receiver, and now they're losing precious seconds.
It's going to be third down and 7 from the 19-yard line. 0-6 on third down for Columbia Central. They're looking for a conversion here. 90 seconds and counting. Two receivers either side, takes a snap. Richardson looking downfield. Going to throw this one at the end zone. Deflected away and incomplete. That was Jaden Service.
I want to say it was looked like it was number 22 was able to get his hand on it and knock that one away. That's going to be Xavier Skog, preventing that one from being a completion. And he made up some lost ground on that one. When that ball was in the air, that receiver was open.
Biggest play of the game right here, fourth down and 7 for Columbia Central from the Napoleon 19-yard line. They have to convert this. They are one of two on fourth down.
It's a game right here. This is the game.
Three right, one left. takes the snap. Richardson peels out of the pocket on the right, throws on the far sideline. Another near interception, but it is incomplete, and it is a turnover on downs all the same.
If you're wearing a green jersey, you're going out, you're taking a knee. You're taking a knee. Victory formation, it should be, anyway, for Napoleon. Or you're just going to run up. You're playing safe football at this point, just to chew up what's left on the clock.
Well, and they, Columbia Central, Golden Eagles, don't have enough timeouts. Two timeouts, and at that point, Napoleon still has two other kneels that they can make. With 80 seconds off the clock, there's 70 seconds left in the game, so my, oh, my. Napoleon in the second half completely taking control on both sides of the ball. Going to be a standard run off to the left-hand side and down for a five-yard gain for Bryce Bailey. That'll, of course, chew up more seconds. Inside 60 seconds, we're not seeing a timeout here from Columbia Central. I think they're waving the white flag here. There's just no time. Two scores.
Yeah, there's no time to make it up for it. But, I mean, boy, Napoleon, you've already had a turnover on a fumbled snap tonight. If you're going to be snapping or running the ball, well, you've got to be very careful right now just to make sure you put this game away.
It'll be a gain of about six there on the play, making it to the 25-yard line.
Oh, and that clock keeps ticking.
25 seconds and counting. This should be the last play of the game. Victory formation for Napoleon. And just a standard knee. That'll do it. Final score, Napoleon 22, Columbia Central 13. Napoleon improves to 2-1 on the season. Columbia Central a heart-wrenching 0-3. My, oh, my. So a big second half by Columbia Central. Able to get the job done. Controlling pretty much all facets of the game. They controlled the clock. They controlled the line. And, of course, they were able to get plays when they needed it on offense. Of course, they were able to get that score in the third quarter, the one-yard touchdown run from Jaden Service. And then, of course, the one to seal the game, the nail in the coffin. It was the pick six from Marcelo Flores in the fourth quarter. And then, of course, the successful two-point conversion from that point by Jaden Service to make it a two-score game. And Columbia Central just, they didn't have the time, and they just, unfortunately, Napoleon making the defensive adjustments to prevent their passing game from truly getting going, despite still some more big plays.
Well, I mean, they got set up after that onside kick at the 49, able to get that big completion, which was, it felt like it was a 30-yard completion. But then they just couldn't move from there. They could not advance it from there. They shut them off on downs and able to take it over and seal it at that point. But, yeah, I mean, the key moment in this game was that pick six, because the game was still in doubt at that point. And as soon as they had that pick six, and like you called it, they go for two, they get it, put it basically out of reach. Not 100% out of reach. Would have made it really tough for them to come back with the way the pace of this game was going. That was the defining moment of this contest, was that pick six.
They would have had to score in basically three plays or mm-hmm. less, and then the clock is stopped at 2 minutes, and then at that point, go for an onside kick. Let's say it's unsuccessful. You still got to burn up your two timeouts, and you still got to get stops. If right. Napoleon gets a first down, the game's over. And then at that point, you're probably looking at maybe 40, 50 seconds left
yeah.
at that on the clock to try to score again. So it was possible there right after that pick six, but Napoleon able to persevere on both sides of the ball, and it's just been, it was really impressive to see. Again, you got to really tip your cap to Columbia Central. They right. really made a good run of it, especially the first half. They played almost flawlessly, just besides that interception thrown by Nick Richardson on that yeah. first drive of the game. They looked really good on both sides of the ball.
0-3 should not define this team. We saw a better team on the field than what their record indicates. They just got a juggernaut of a schedule. And worth noting, Connor, the traveling trophy between these two teams, once again, the brown jug stays with Napoleon for another season. Napoleon's had possession of that for quite a few years now.
And they really had to earn it in this one.
They did.
Both sides of the ball, and it was definitely a fun game to watch as we break down some of the final stats here as Columbia Central, it was Napoleon actually with more first downs, 12-6. And third down, not really there for either team. 4 of 12 for Napoleon, 0 of 7 on third down for Columbia Central. That was a huge difference maker right there for Napoleon's defense. Couldn't let Columbia Central get those late down conversions. Napoleon, meanwhile, fourth down, 4 of 6. Columbia Central was just 1 of 3. They were 1 of 2 on one-point conversions. Napoleon was 2 of 3. Make it 3 of 4, I beg your pardon, on two-point conversions. Napoleon had one sack. Columbia Central, none. Two turnovers for Napoleon. One for, make it two for Columbia Central. Six penalties for Napoleon didn't really hurt them that much in this game, and then two penalties for Columbia Central. For Columbia Central, individually, had a big game on two carries by Julian Sims. 68 yards on two carries with a touchdown. He had the 65-yard touchdown on that one. We also had a 24-yard touchdown from quarterback Nick Richardson. He finished with three carries, 25 yards. And, of course, passing Richardson, finishing 8 of 18. The big receiver was Trent Troyer, who had six catches for 109 yards. And meanwhile, a lot of different rushers for Napoleon, and a lot of them
running back by committee.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was just one of one passing for quarterback Isaac Carafino, and that was a 5-yard completion to Ashton Warner. But of all the guys on the ground, the biggest rusher in terms of yardage is going to be Bryce Bailey, 51 yards on 12 carries, but the Callahan's Coffee Cafe Player of the Game.
Yeah.
My pick for Player of the Game goes to sophomore Marcello Flores. He did have 37 yards and six carries with a rushing touchdown, but the play of the game was the pick six. So two total touchdowns for Flores.
And we called his name a few times on defense, being able to, I think he made a couple tackles throughout the course of the night as well. So getting it done in both sides of the ball for Flores. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to be talking about this for a while now. That pick six at the exact time you needed it, and Napoleon getting the win here tonight, going to 2-1, and what is going to be a very rugged Cascades East schedule the rest of the way. You got Grass Lake, which has been doing well, still trying to figure out what's going on with Grass Lake and Hanover Horton here tonight. Hanover Horton seems to be having a little bit of a spark this year, too, already taking down center. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough way to go the rest of the way. But Napoleon making a statement early saying, we want to continue to be the team to beat in the East.
And they did a good job tonight changing their approach on both sides of the ball, just playing a lot more calm in that second half. And they were able to get it done. Once again, final score, Napoleon 22, Columbia Central 13. Napoleon improves to 2-1 on the season. Columbia Central dropping to 0-3. That'll do it for tonight's game. Next week, Napoleon taking on a good Manchester team on the road, while Columbia Central is going to take on a very good Addison team at home. So very tough matchups next week for these two programs. Our next broadcast is going to be on Friday as the Northwest Mounties takes on Coldwater in a league matchup for them. Check out K1053.com for our upcoming broadcast schedule for Jackson County football. For Mark Daly, as well as Kiera back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school football on K105.3.
This concludes week 3 of K105.3's High School Football Frenzy. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Western Schools, Aeroquip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. Tune in next Friday night, September 20th, when Coldwater visits Northwest. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.